Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Genevieve Dicing with Quality. In our second of three podcasts, Forrest Breifogel, Quality's 2011 Professional of the Year, described how he developed his Six Sigma roadmap and helped companies adopt it.
Could you tell me about how you pioneered the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System?
After my departure from IBM in 1992, I planned to do consulting work on my own, which I did initially under the company name Smarter Solutions. In 1997, I was asked to do black belt training at Bombardier in Ireland and Toronto, where I was introduced to the Six Sigma DMAIC roadmap. At this time, I was under contract for the creation of a second edition to my statistical methods book. Upon completion of my delivery of the black belt training, I thought there was a need for a Six Sigma book that could guide practitioners to the DMAIC roadmap. Hence, I convinced my publisher that instead of creating a second edition, a new book should be created. Hence, Implementing Six Sigma was published in 1999. Now, during my years at IBM and onward, I felt that organizations were answering the wrong question, or at least not the best question, to the third decimal place. Because of this, I included at the end of most chapters of my books a section that gave my thoughts on what someone might do in order to both focus their efforts so that the best question was addressed. Now, with this thought in mind, I started noticing how Six Sigma and later Lean Six Sigma deployments often led to opinion-based silo projects that did not benefit the business as a whole. Because of this, my work evolved to the creation of a business management system, the Integrated Enterprise Excellence, which integrates predictive scorecards, analytically innovatively determined strategies, and improvement efforts so that the business as a whole benefits. Smarter Solutions employees and contractors help organizations through training and consulting move towards the implementation of this enhanced business management system.
That concludes this week's QCast interview. Tune in next week to hear more about Forrest's journey and the Enterprise Excellence System.